The clock ticked like Strat's metronome as he and his aunt waited on the couch for the happy couple to return home with the precious bundle. The house felt warm in a way that made his stomach flutter. Dextra, Strat, and his cousin Celia spent days anxiously awaiting this moment while prepping Strat for the changes their family was going to face. And even now, Dextra still saw the uncertainty in the soul print. "Stratty, when Churl was born, I thought she'd replace me," she said. "But she didn't. She became mine. My whole world for a long time. It was because of her that I have you, and now we have Celesta." Strat looked up with a stray tear. Dextra touched his feeler, gentle and sure. "Sweetheart, Churl could have a clutch of 100 children, and you would still be my special little guy. Nothing changes that." The front door opened. Soprana stepped inside with Celeste and Melody, cello, Hopper, cradled against her chest. Edmund was close behind with his camera. Strat's breath caught. Dextra rose, giving him space, but staying close enough to witness the moment she knew would shape him forever. Soprana placed the newborn in Strat's arms. The room fell to a hush so complete, it felt like the walls were listening. Perhaps the loudest voice in the room was Strat's beating heart. The new addition to the family was absolutely adorable, and Strat understood immediately what Aunt Dextra said to comfort him. Cello slept through all of this, her tiny antenna glowing in a slow, steady rhythm. Edmund lifted the camera, and just as the shutter clicked, Cello leaned forward in her dreaming and kissed Strat's cheek. Strat froze. "Mom?" uttered Strat in a shocked whisper. "Cello pecked me like I was a new doll. That couldn't be real, could it?" Strat's confusion was adorable, and with great pride, Churl shook her head and gently caressed his shoulder. "No, Stratty, my love. She knows who you are, just like when my big sister held me for the first time." Churl and Dextra exchanged a heartfelt glance. "Look at her, son. Only a few days old, and she's already chosen you as one of her heroes." Dextra gazed at her little sister's family in tears. She saw the ribbon begin to weave, the same ribbon that connected her and Churl all their lives. The photograph captured everything, the kiss, the hush, the beginning of a bond that paved a bright future. As they grew, Strat instinctively would hide copies everywhere. In drawers, closets, instrument cases, Cello would carry her own in her journals and picture books. Neither of them knew why. They only knew that the moment mattered. Cello didn't just kiss him, she knighted him. And Strat, all flushed and in tears, accepted.